U.S. greater than New Yorkers can't get enough of this Malaysian capitium, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz New Yorkers can't get enough of this Malaysian capitium news. Just in, 5 new clusters detected in Malaysia. Sabah teachers build 80 tables for their students so SOPs can be followed. Roho, put your tail down please, cat interrupts UK's virtual parliamentary meeting. Video, Majin CEO screams at guard for not giving her free face mask. Elderly man works as delivery rider late into the night to support himself. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. People features lifestyle, New Yorkers can't get enough of this Malaysian capitium. This Majin custom made an Oku Myvi seat to drive his handicapped father around. Asian netizens facepalm when chef boils rice, drains the water and puts it under a tap. Attention all shopaholics. Daiso now has an online store. Apple may not include a charger nor earphones for the new iPhones. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of MythBusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It is a no-brainer that Malaysians are extremely proud of their food, and we're excited to find out that a Malaysian woman managed to set up a capitium. In New York, United States. Located at Broadway, New York, the capitium, named capitium, serves a lot of the Malaysian delicacies like nasi lemak, pulut inti, kaya butter toast, pan mee, otak otak etc. In the feature video done by Food Insider, it was claimed that the mid-sized restaurant that screams home to us is packed morning, noon and night pre-COVID-19. Why New Yorkers love this Malaysian cafe? This Malaysian cafe draws crowds 3 meals a day. Posted by Food Insider on Isnin, 27 January 2020. The capitium also serves traditional Babanianya cuisine crafted from family recipes handed down through various generations. It started out in 2015 as a small, four-seat shop run by a woman named Kyo Pang. The small eatery was forced to close in December 2017 due to rent spike. Kyo Pang. The shop closure did not stop Ms. Pang from giving up, instead, she paired up with a new friend Moonlin Sai and successfully set up the restaurant Capitium in the spring of 2018. Initially, I just want to have a little corner for myself and maybe for my friends, expressed Ms. Pang. Being a fan of Ms. Pang's old shop, Ms. Sai wanted to connect with her and they decided to collaborate for the business. I met her, Ms. Pang, about 3 years ago as a fan at her old location and then found that a little over a year ago, she was going to close down the other shop. And we decided to talk and hung out for a little bit, and then we decided to go into business together after 5 days of meeting. And here we are. In the video, many trinkets, utensils and tableware were shipped by Ms. Pang's family all the way from Penang, magnifying the authenticity of her capitium. despite being half the world away. Apparently, Ms. Pang's family back in Malaysia also own a restaurant, and it has exclusive rights to Khun Kee's white coffee beans for 50 years. Thus, making Kopitiam extra unique since it is the second restaurant in the world to serve Khun Kee's coffee. My grandfather is a very, very good coffee maker. He was known for making coffee. Every single thing that's here, everyone in my family plays a part of it. Ms. Tsai believes that a Malaysian restaurant run by two queer women is also a statement, as Ms. Pang was revealed to have sought refuge in the States and the woman was not able to return home for 11 years. We're beyond proud of Ms. Pang and her achievements and goal to represent Malaysia in the States. We hope that more Malaysians in the U.S. would visit to support Ms. Pang and Ms. Tsai's business. Also read, this old kopitiam in Johor serves traditional Hainanese breakfasts that Muslims can also enjoy. Source, Kopitiam Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.